Hello and welcome home.
Hey everybody, how
It's
are you?
Been a while.
It's been a while.
We've been slammed with work. We did a convention in Huntsville. We had other things going on. I didn't feel good last week, so it's been a few weeks.
It actually has been a rough couple of 6 weeks, wouldn't you say?
Is that when it flooded?
Yeah.
Yep, 6 weeks.
Actually, it could have been before that. But anyway, before we start chatting, thank you for tuning in, of course. And if you would be so kind as to share this video with your friends, we really would appreciate it. We haven't been on in a while, and you know, we just kind of want to be back in people's, what's the word?
We want to invade your space.
It's not one of remind people that the show is back, so maybe share. Be great. I mean, if you really want to call it space invading, I mean, whatever.
We don't do it during the primetime television shows or anything.
Do you know I do that on purpose?
It's because she has shows at 8 o'clock.
Not on Mondays anymore, I don't think.
Eventually they'll be back.
I try to be done by 8 o'clock p.m. like Eastern time, so that if you guys have shows, like real shows that you want to watch, that you're able to do so.
But as soon as there's like a 90-day whatever on Mondays, we'll be done by 4 or 8 o'clock every week.
Oh, everybody has their guilty pleasure shows. I know you guys do too. I mean, you watch it too and you know what's going on.
I watch it because it's on TV. I don't watch it because I choose to turn on the channel and view it.
Whatever.
Can you believe I still have not seen the Falcon and Winter Soldier series? I haven't seen one episode. So
that just goes to show you how busy we've been and how everything has just been the hot mess express around here that he has not gotten.
And it's not slowing down.
It's not. It's not.
We're like, we looked at it the other day. We're busy through middle June, I think. Uh-huh. Actually, I think we have one small weekend in May.
Is that it?
I think we have one weekend in May where we're not busy both days. But other than that, we're busy every week or weekend and through middle of June.
Yeah. So, but we're going to do our best to stay in touch with you guys.
And then if we get to Disneyland, June is booked too.
We'll see. All right, anyway, because we've got so much to talk about. So do you want to do your usual spiel, or do you, now that we've just
I can do it.
Did all that talking?
Hello, welcome to TMSN Weekly Live Show number 106 for April 26th, 2021. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
And we're ready to get started. So where do you want to start us off with?
Oh, I don't know.
The last thing we talked about, we were getting ready to go to
Huntsville. Yes, we could talk about Huntsville.
Which was an awesome show.
It was.
It was a really great show. We unveiled the jerseys. This is one of them.
You should. I don't know if you guys can see. This is the Mando jersey that he made. And on the back.
I don't know if you can show it.
Just turn model. It's got Baby Yoda on the back.
He's got your back.
So, like, Grogu has your back. So, this, that shirt, actually, all the jerseys did really, really well in Huntsville. I was really proud of him for coming up with such really fun ideas, and it was really neat to see, like by that Friday afternoon, you know, I wander outside the booth to do whatever, and I was seeing guys walking by with our jerseys on, and all weekend long, it was the same thing. Like, to see people walk by in your clothes is such a humbling thing. And
the same day, though, that
yeah,
they just bought it, and then
it was
like
really
an hour
cool.
later, they're walking by, and I knew something was going on when one of our first customers bought five of them.
Yeah.
Right off the deck.
Sorry, Jeff.
And I was like, maybe we did something good here. So this jersey is actually almost sold out, except for goalie size. I think there's a small left. And other than that, so more of these are going to get ordered. I'm also working on a baseball jersey, which I'm waiting for my test to arrive. Once it arrives, then I can see how that one, but that's going to be Mandalorian as well. It's actually almost the exact same shirt, just in short sleeves, a little bit thinner. So.
Yeah, and those of you who are waiting on new prints from Last Princess Apparel, those are in production as well. But we had to kind of put everything kind of pushed back because our house flooded.
Oh,
so
okay.
There was that.
Yeah, the house. So this is what I bought at this time because it goes to my jersey so well.
He had to have
I
it. You're going
to
put it on?
I'll put it on. I'm going to do the rest of the show in here.
All right, you do that. Can you?
I can't see nothing.
You can't see?
No. I don't know how he flies that ship because I can't see a thing. I'll take that off.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can. I can't see my screen. I can't see what people are saying. I can't see. Look at the idiot put the helmet on. I can't see any of that, so I'll just go without it for now. But no, it was a fantastic show. We did two panels.
We did two panels.
Which the rooms were packed, which we were kind of shocked because we've done panels where we've had smaller rooms that we packed, but this was a huge room, and with distancing and everything, we were pretty full, so it was kind of cool.
And you know what's funny is that I used to get really scared about doing panels because I didn't want to look stupid in front of everybody.
Now we just want to look stupid.
But so how we talk to you guys on Monday nights, we did the same thing with the panels. Like, we're just totally going to just chat and discuss Disney and whatever else. And they were trying to live broadcast it on their page, too.
Yeah, something happened. Shane gave me an idea for a jersey.
What are you writing out?
No, he put Maui jersey. I didn't even think about Maui, but that would be a really cool jersey. So.
Oh, I thought he said Darth Maul.
What? Darth Maul would be one because it'd only be his upper body.
What did you mean, Shane? Did you mean
Maui?
Maui. My eyes are so tired, I thought it said Darth Maul.
No, it's Maui. But Darth Maul, like I said, Darth Maul you could do because you could just do his upper half because when he got slit in half, he was like, but then he got fake legs. And it was
remember that joke? Open. Remember that joke, sale at the mall, half off? Okay, anyway.
I still say somebody should do a mashup of the photo like at the end of Beetlejuice where the girl is sitting on both sides of the couch and Beetlejuice is in the middle and you put Darth Maul in those two pieces.
All right, we're totally.
It's been a while. We haven't been able to go off topic for a while.
I know. But anyway, so Huntsville. We got, you know, made a lot of good connections. I actually, I posted the video. It's been a couple weeks, I don't remember. But Disney artist Jimmy Mulligan and I, like, hit it off like this. And he's done art for so many Disney films, and he's in Wonderground.
Including her favorite.
And, we were talking about stuff, and Tangled came up because he had some Tangled art, of course. And he told me that he did some of the animation for Tangled, and I forget what I showed him. It might have been one of my books or something. And he's like, I know that font. I worked on it.
It was on her business card. It was on her business card.
But yeah, he really liked me for some reason. And he's like, let's make a video. I'm like, okay. And he gave our audience like a coupon code for his art. Really nice guy.
Yep, there you go.
So and then we met another nice guy. You wanna tell?
I'll let you go ahead and start it if you want to. I'll get the audio if you want to play that.
Oh, do you have it?
I have it.
Do you want me to say what it is first?
You can go ahead and say.
Jack, don't fart now. I'll ruin it. No, you have to listen to this.
Okay, let me get it. You want to? Well, I can just play it. Hopefully, they hear it. Right?
Hey, what's happening? This is Jason Marsden. You might know me as Max Goof in a Goofy movie. Sorry, didn't mean to yuck. Or as Thackeray Binks in Hocus Pocus. You're having a good old Hallows Eve. And you're listening to the Main Street Mouse. Oh, there's a mouse. There, I am a cat after all.
So yeah, so we met Jason Marsden, who, as he stated, he is the voice of Max Goof in anything with Max Goof. Also, he was in Hocus Pocus as
Binks,
which Michelle, he started doing the voice and Michelle started to get teary-eyed because he just went into the voice without any getting ready for it or anything. But if you knew anything about TGI Fridays in the ABC in the early 90s.
TGI Fridays is food.
Okay, TGIF on ABC. He was on like three of the different shows as an actor on those. He's done so many voices though. His resume is quite impressive.
Yeah, he's done a lot, but of course, me being me, I went over and talked to him, and I was just telling him that, you know, I had I'm a huge like Hocus Pocus super fan, and that I got to interview Larry and Tobias, Jay and Ice. So you guys remember that? I'll never stop talking about that. How I got to meet Kathy and Jimmy, so now I got to meet Binks. And I was all excited, and he just boom started talking to me as Binks's voice, and I may have fangirled.
A lot.
He was talking Binksy to me. I was so excited. Like, oh my God.
And Amanda's on, who's there with us at.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
So anyway, I was like, he was talking to me in Binks's voice, and he's like, you want to record that? And I'm like, can we do it? Yeah, that's what that is. So yeah.
So we're gonna edit that into we're gonna somehow edit that into the intro. Somehow redo the intro anyway. So we're gonna edit that part. I think it's kind of cool that he did that for us. So and then he signed my pop. his Mexican pop, which was really cool that he did that. And what else happened that weekend? So we made a lot of contacts, actually.
We did, and it was good. You know, it's always one of those things that, you know, it's very tiring, and we had all this mess going on at home. But doing these conventions is great because, you know, we get out there and we meet fans in different areas of the world. I mean, when we do our meetups every year, which I know I have to come up with a meetup date, I'm sorry.
And Corey told her what
And date Corey, I have to make sure it's when Corey Tucker can be here. I will never hear the end of it again.
Becky says she really loves me.
Oh, Becky.
Or she likes it. I love
it. She's encouraging you.
She is encouraging
you. He's going to sit with it.
What's that, Becky? I need a Boba Fett one as well. Yeah. Okay. Galaxy props.
Props. Anyway, so we enjoy doing the conventions because we get to meet people in all kinds of different places. So
anyway, it was a great weekend. We got to hang out with a couple of friends that we've made from the conventions too.
Yeah.
So it's with Amanda.
It's fun. Travis.
Yeah. So we love doing it. It's a good weekend. And speaking of conventions, we have another one coming up this weekend.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons we do not stop.
So we have another convention coming this weekend. We are working Spooky Empire in Orlando, which you guys know we work Spooky Empire every time we have a convention.
Yeah, we have. It's at the Wyndham Orlando on iDrive there. It starts Friday at 1 o'clock and it goes through Sunday.
It's going to be long.
It's going to be a long
time. The hours are long for this one.
Huntsville is like 6. There's one day it's 8 hours. It's like, oh, 8 hours. But this one's like 9, 10 hour days. Ends up being
It's really long this time, and I think it's because, like with everything else in the past year, everything gets canceled. And if you recall, they did a pop-up Spooky Empire at Christmas time, but it was on a shorter scale. Mm-hmm. Well, they are doing like full-size convention this time. Yeah. So I think because the convention season just totally got blown apart last year, maybe they're doing longer hours for that. But I don't know.
And regarding the meetup, Becky said she'd like us to do it. She's going to be in touch. We'll have to get with her to figure out what she's. She'll be here next week, right?
Yeah, I think November we're going to do it. I'll give you a date, though. And I'm so sorry. Everything just kind of went.
Yeah, it's been nuts. But we'll get back on track there. But Spooky Empire this weekend should be a great show. I'm looking forward to Richard Dreyfuss is actually going to be there.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Which he's done so many things. It's amazing the amount of movies he's been in. Close Encounter of the Third Kind, Jaws, which I have my Jaws pop down, have him sign. Mr. Holland's Opus, American Graffiti, Stand By Me.
Me.
Yeah, just the films the man's been in, just amazing. And so I'm really looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And you know, again, as far as meeting people, we have a lot of regulars that come back and see us at Spooky Empire, but we also get to meet a lot of new people. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm tired already thinking about it, but it's going to be.
And Chuck and Karen are going to be out there looking for
us. And Chuck and Karen are going to be helping us as well.
They helped us in December. So if you came by December, you want to come back and see them?
Those nice people.
Hello,
that's Jeff. anyway, so we want to talk Disney?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Disney.
Let's talk Disney, probably.
What's going on at Disney?
Well, first, I forgot. Okay, so I always make my notes, and I made the notes like 30 seconds before we went live. So if I missed something.
It's because she made the notes 30 seconds.
It's because I'm exhausted.
Well, everybody's bringing up People Movers.
People Movers back. Yes, I was just going to say I didn't get to put that on my list. So People Mover has been down like forever. We had to run over there last week for something, and they were running the People Mover without people on it.
So it was just a mover.
It was just a mover. but it's finally back up. And
that was the day we saw John Stamos there.
We saw John Stamos at Magic Kingdom. So nobody was on the People Mover. However, John Stamos was there.
That was kind of cool. So we knew something was going on, but we didn't know who at first, so. Of course, with my long arms and my camera that could zoom in, I was able to find out pretty quick.
Yeah, they had it. So come to find out, what we believe was happening is they were recording Disney Week for American Idol. So they had Disney has these fake bushes that they roll out when needed on these carts. And so whenever you see the fake bush carts, you know something's going on.
They're hiding something back there.
And they don't even hide it very well. Let's just say it how it is.
Some hard on the bushes.
No, okay, so when they had, do you remember when they had the bushes out for the Christmas parade? And you could totally see in between them. So they don't do that great of a job. But anyway, so what was my point? John Stamos. Mm-hmm. So
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse. They're supposed to be. They were supposed to be doing, filming for American Idol, from what I understand. But I had people asking me, was it for his show that's on Disney Plus now?
I don't think so, because the person he was on stage with, which somebody told us was somebody that's on a contestant on American Idol.
Yes. It was a contestant. Now somebody thought it was Luke Bryan, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was another guy that looked like him, apparently. So, in all fairness, though, we have not caught from a distance, and if you squint your eyes really good, it was Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. I know it's Uncle Jesse, but
it's Uncle Jesse. But we haven't kept up with American Idol, so that's why it took us a few to figure out what the heck was going on.
Yes,
and then they said something about, oh, yeah, he said he was going to be on American Idol on somebody else's show. And I'm like, yeah, I missed that, too. I mean, I just feel so out of the loop.
Because you only watch 90 Day Fiancé.
That's right. If you're not a trash reality show, I don't watch it. Well, you want to hear a funny story about Uncle Jesse or John Stamos? So when we – did I tell the story? Because he rips at me for this story, and he brought it up again. The other day.
I don't even know what story you're
talking about. Oh, yes, you do.
I will probably.
John Stamos. What did you tease me about John Stamos about? Disneyland?
Oh, yeah. When we were there for Galaxy's Edge grand opening at Disneyland, we're walking through downtown Disney at nighttime. It's late. It's dark out. We're walking, and this one of the Disney security people and a gentleman come walking past us, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, what?
No, I saw him first.
Yeah, and ask her who she thought it was. Right, they're all saying, who was it, Michelle?
Who was it? No, because it's so stupid. Like, some people might not know who it was.
And I think he had the same suit on he had the other day.
He might have. Who was it?
No, you go ahead and tell me.
Okay, so I thought it was Lorenzo Lamas. Do you guys remember?
The Renegade
Lorenzo Lamas.
Because him and Uncle Jesse, twins.
They have the same hair, I guess.
If they ever remake the movie Twins that Schwarzenegger and DeVito were in, I think.
If you don't know who Lorenzo Lamas is, look him up. And the thing is that I don't even know where that name came from, because I didn't even watch The Renegade in the 80s. And I was a kid. I didn't watch that. So, like, what?
He was as close to her as I am to her right now, and she thought that was Lorenzo Lamas. Yeah, from 80 feet away, she knew it was John Stamos.
I mean, it really did look like him.
Just like him. Twins.
Anyway, so come to find out. Yeah, that's really sad when you put it that way. I was right next to John Stamos and didn't know it was him, but I could tell it was him from across the bushes. That's weird, huh?
Mm-hmm. But who knows how many other people have been in the park or walked past you and you didn't even know this.
But here's the thing. Sidebar for a second. So, like, you know how, like, because at Disney, like, remember in January we were telling you guys when we were there looking for football players and we saw Michael Jordan instead. And, you know, whenever you think you see somebody famous, my first reaction is, no, it's not. Like, I block it. Like, that can't possibly be who I think it is.
Unless they're with 12 plaid shirts and 18 security guards at Disney. She's like, they're nobody famous. Okay.
I never think it's who it is. I don't know why that is.
I don't know. Michael Jordan was probably the best spot ever.
Yeah.
To see.
And the reason I believed it was Michael Jordan is because the cast member told me it was.
That's not the only reason.
And I completely, like I never think somebody who it is. Because sometimes, you know, okay, for example, I'm really going to sidebar because I'm tired. So just go with
Lorenzo Lamas was in Falcon Crest also.
So Falcon Crest. My mom used to watch that show. That, what else was
Heather said, I remember Lorenzo Lamas from Falcon Crest. Yep, I'm that old.
All right, so, like, my mom watched Falcon Crest, and I want to say Dallas with the Ewing family, and then there was another one that had the lady with the dark hair that used to, like, throw wine at people. Dynasty, yes. So
I watched Fantasy Island and The Love Boat.
Anyway, I lost it. Darn it. So, yeah. Lost it.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo Lamas.
And famous people at the Perks.
Famous people.
You not believing who they are.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. Well, I guess we're just going to have to keep going because I forgot.
Okay, what do we got next?
All right, anyway, so.
I heard there's something going on in California, though.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I've heard a little rumors.
So, Disneyland opens this week on the 30th.
To California residents only.
To California residents only.
Otherwise, we would be there.
Yeah, you know.
Chuck and Karen would have been running our booth if we would have been in California.
You would have been dealing with Chuck and Karen only as Spooky Empire.
And the boys. We love them here.
So, Disneyland, after a year over, you know, long awaited, opens on the 30th. And when we were driving to Huntsville, I actually had a media call, I guess you could say, like a media conference call, and it was with Josh DeMauro and Kevin Fabey from.
Yeah, she just decided to talk to Kevin and Josh on a phone call. But they probably weren't them. It looked like them, but she probably wasn't them.
It was probably Lorenzo Lamas.
It was probably Lorenzo Lamas and John Stamos.
So anyway, so Scott wanted me to put the announcement, like put my media call, put it through the speaker so we could all hear it.
Because the minute she told me she had a media call on the way there and she said, and Kevin Feige's going to be on it, I was like, Avengers Campus is being announced.
Okay, but they took them forever to announce it.
Oh,
I mean, they drug this out to the very end. And so I'm just like, okay, let's just get to it, blah, blah. And then at the end, and like, so we're excited to announce. And when they announced Avengers Campus, I thought he was going to drive off the road. He was like, ah. So,
I can't deny it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So then he's trying to look at, like, you know, reservations and all the stuff because we want to go.
And we don't know when. And at this point, we didn't know if we could go.
No, but you were ready for it. You're like, if we're able to go, we're going.
Right.
But see, here's the problem. So Avengers Campus opens on June 4th. And the only reason I remember that is because it's my son Andrew's birthday.
Right.
So yeah, we had to, he was excited that it's opening on his birthday. But so as I just previously mentioned, Disneyland is just California residents right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's it's a state rule that was done that way. So.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't Disney's choice, it's the state's choice.
Right. And there's rules. You guys know California has kind of been, you know, way behind as far as what Disney World has been doing. So, yes, they're opening, but right now you have to live in California to go. Now, you know, there's all kinds of talk that that's not going to be, like, for long.
Right. And the state has already changed the rule on that as long as you're vaccinated.
Well, yeah. So they said certain establishments, it's up to their discretion. If the patron... Like if you're going to the zoo or whatever, is double. You have to be double vaccinated. You have to have both shots.
And Disneyland has not.
No, SeaWorld, I believe, did out there, but not Disneyland yet. So the thing is that us, you know, as media and him as super fans, as soon as we're able to go or if there's a media event out there, we are on it.
Oh yeah, so we have. we actually did buy airline tickets that we could change. And the 15th of June is when Governor Newsom said he would allow out-of-state residents to come to the park, but Disney still hasn't announced when they will allow out-of-state residents to be able to go to Disneyland. So we're waiting on Disney at this point. So Josh and Kevin, if you could pull any strings.
Or Becky, our travel partner.
Becky said she's trying to get adopted by somebody in California so she can get in there. And Becky, I'm your long-lost brother, remember? So I go with you.
But if we are able to go cover, or if and when.
No, it's not an if. It's when we are able to go and cover.
When we are able to go cover, we will definitely do that. And, you know, I keep telling him this is, like, this discussion we've had for the past few weeks because life has been, like, a dumpster fire. And I keep telling you that lately, if you just follow me for a second, things change every day. Like, do you ever wake up in the morning and think, well, I wonder what's going to happen today? Or, you know, what are we going to hear about today? Or what's today hold? Because.
And 4 minutes in and getting up, who knows what happens.
Right. Because, like, you know, the world is crazy right now, but things change so fast. So I don't want to, it would make me crazy to try to guess and plan ahead of time. And he's not like that. He's like, well, we could just make reservations and keep moving them. And then I just feel like,
I want something to look forward to.
I do too. I really want something to look forward to, but I also feel.
And there's merchandise out there calling my name that I need to purchase it. I can hear it from here. There is things in that park seat. Scott, buy me.
Oh, don't you know? When I go to Disneyland, I have to buy stuff too.
I'm considering buying any kind of pass out there. If I got to join Club 33 to get discounts in the park,
I'm sure more Club 33.
I'll figure out a way.
Anyway, so.
You were talking about things changing.
Yes. So I thought it would be a smarter idea, and maybe something to help keep us a little more sane, is let's just be ready for when it happens.
My thing is prices are going to go up when they change stuff. So I kind of want to be, ahead of the curve with that just a little bit so we can. So I'm trying to reach out some contacts out there and see what we can do as far as hotel and car and all that. But we do have airline tickets that we can, that are paid for the bulk of it. So whatever the difference is, we just.
What do we have? JetBlue? So yeah, so we have airline tickets bought. We just don't know when they're for.
Well, originally, because we were thinking when they announced June 4th that they would have a media day, obviously 1 or 2 days before. Hopefully, we got invited to it. We had no idea, but we were going to be there if we did. So we had booked it for that, and we were staying like 10 days. I like picked a really obnoxious number of days to be out there, but I
obnoxious.
I don't care because I knew the reservation system and the way it is. There's no guarantee that we'll be able to go to the parks.
See, that's another
quickly.
Thing. All right, so this whole Disneyland thing is stressing me out. Let's just break it down. Wait,
Becky says she may know somebody who can help us with our DLR strategy.
Oh, Becky, I need some help because it's stressing me. Because I'm used to how Disney World does stuff, so, and we've been doing this stuff since last July, so now they have to figure out what the heck is going on in Disneyland.
And lower capacity
and their reservation, and they don't have as many hotels to choose from, because this is how I was not thinking. So we had this whole Disneyland debate like last week, like what are we going to do, I'm stressed, whatever.
And she's like, oh, we'll just stay on property because they get first priority.
I know, stupid. Well, we'll just stay on property.
So we're going to stay at she wants to stay at the Grand Californian and pay whatever the fee is a night.
Just we can't afford that either.
Exactly, we can stay one night.
We can stay one night and just pray really hard because here, you can stay in multiple levels of expense as far as hotels.
Yeah, resorts, out there, there's
whatever. No. Out there, you got like three and they're all expensive. So, I don't think all three are open, right?
No, the California, I think, is the only one. Becky can answer that question, though.
Becky, is how many resorts are open?
Is
the Grand Californian?
Yeah, because the Disneyland Hotel and Paradise Pier have not announced yet.
I could be wrong
because I've been so busy I haven't checked lately, but Becky would know.
Yeah, we'll see what she says because I don't know the answer.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I don't really know.
I guess things are happening. California's opening, which is a wonderful thing. There's a lot going on here with Walt Disney World. So lots of changes are coming, and it's all for the good, I think. Let me talk about this. I have a little magic movie. A little sprinkle. Just the Grand California. Yep. So just the Grand for now.
Oh, just the Grand. Okay, thank you, Becky.
And then we'll have to talk with Becky afterwards because she's got some magic sprinkles.
I could use some sprinkles.
Mouse Fan Travel, our official travel partner.
Yeah, anyway. So if you need travel help, you must.
And if you're similar like us going back and forth on each other, just call Becky.
There's a link on our site for MEI Mouse Fan Travel. It's all over our site. You just click on it. There's a form. It's free.
It doesn't cost you.
It doesn't cost you anything. But yeah. Mouse Fan Travel is your best bet as far as making reservations because they are the best.
And I'll tell you, we were with some agents in the past.
Oh, here we go.
That weren't exactly good, for lack of a better word. So we were
Becky has been the best.
We were very hesitant about even going with another agency, but we always, even from Michigan, we knew Becky was the best. But yeah. We never thought we were to that level.
We didn't think we were good enough for her.
Yeah, that was it, honestly. And we told her that at Galaxy's Edge last year. The Galaxy's Edge preview is when we sat and talked to Becky about all this.
Like, yeah, Becky, we're
ago.
A bit of a hot mess, so there's that.
Yeah, so when we talked to Becky, that was 2 years ago now. About
two?
That, I was like, it was at the, it'll be two in June.
Oh Lord! Anyway, long story short, MEI Mouse Fan Travel.
Yeah,
there's
the
links
best.
All over
yeah.
our site. They're the best.
You can ask questions; they will get back to you. I mean, they're just all around good people. Becky runs the ship so well over there; it's wonderful.
Yes. So don't be like us and be confused about planning your vacation.
It's horrible.
I lost it again. You know what? This is just like
we were talking
so
about
bad.
What's going on in California's opening up. Walt Disney World's got new stuff coming.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk Disney World for a minute. let's talk about that for a minute. All right, so today, did you see the news today? Every once in a while, well, often lately, when we put out an article, I'm always worried when it's content that people are going to fight on post. And the only good thing, Facebook has been terrible with our reach for like a month. And the only good part of that is there's less fighting going on.
That's true.
On the, you know, comment section, people aren't being quite as mean. Like Sean, my assistant Sean messaged me tonight and he asked me about a certain article. And I'm like, look, if you want to put that one out, let's do it in the morning so I can police the comment section because I'm too tired to do it tonight. That's how it's been when you, for me, because, you know, I do all the scheduling, I do all the social media, I do all that. And you can ask him, I babysit that stuff because on our social media, you know, the Main Street Mouse for the past 11 years, we have a certain standard. We don't put out rumors. We keep it family friendly. We don't let people be mean to each other and call names. And, you know, if you're going to drop F-bombs, you're out, you know, stuff like that. And lately, you know, Sean is like, you could just let the comment section go. Don't even pay attention. I can't do that because it'll drive me crazy. And when I see people fighting, I get all nervous about it because, like, you just don't want that. But lately, it's been really hard to put out stuff and then not worry about everybody fights about everything. But today I put out, there was an artist rendering of what the end of the Jungle Cruise is going to look like now. So trying to find a word. Okay, so we had Trader Sam at the end, you know.
He'll trade you two of his heads for one of yours.
Yeah, two heads for one of yours, or you know the joke.
So, you can't do that. Even Sean agrees, you can't do that.
Sean! Okay, so sidebar, Sean.
I should pull Sean in on this.
Sean is has been my assistant, my right hand guy.
He's been a friend of ours for,
but he's been my friend for since like 2017. And even friends aside, he kicks my butt when it's needed. And he's trying to get me to not worry so much and to break out of my comfort zone. And Sean, you're doing a good job so far. But those comment sections, you know, I can't. I'm scared of them. So anyway, comments. Okay, so Trader Sam. So when I started reading this article today, I was like, oh, because they were talking about Trader Sam. Well, come to find out, if you look at the artist's rendition, it almost looks like Trader Sam is having like a flea market or like a resale shop. No.
I mean, what kind of resale? Before? Heads.
No, it's like a resale. It's like going to... It's going to the consignment shop. I mean,
so, high-end consignment shop. We have the large heads over here. We have the small ones on this side.
I don't know.
You have brown hair, so you're over here. Blonde hair.
No,
on this side.
It's not heads. Oh, they're not selling heads.
That's his best joke.
I know. You're not. Apparently, you're not allowed to talk about shrinking heads anymore. So what? No, just you did it. So. The artist's picture is, it's like, oh, Trader Sam has been busy with trading this and that. And there's like a tiki hut and it's got like merchandise, but like resale stuff, I guess.
You know what?
What?
Based on his last appearance and what he used to say, I would not trust him to buy anything from.
Okay, Chuck just corrected me. It's the lost and found gift shop. I like thrift store better. But actually,
Macklemore's gonna do the music for it.
I was totally gonna bust out with some Macklemore, but I'm not going to because you know you can take the girl out of Detroit. Yeah.
She just said, "You're the F word right here." She's gonna bust out some Macklemore. What did I tell you?
All right, people who know know. Anyway, so the gift shop, and actually, like this lost and found gift shop. Would be kind of like a thrift shop because it's just stuff that people left around, I guess. But anyway, so you can't buy it. You can't go shop in there. And from what I can see, Trader Sam is actually not there. It's just his gift shop.
So he doesn't appear like Madame Leota shows up?
No, not that I know. But here's the thing. You know, a lot of people want, you know, it's traditions. And like we've said a million times, Disney people are creatures of habit. They don't like change, and change happens. But
I like change.
You do. But you know, people like the whole joke thing in you know, Trader Sam at the end. And then before they announced what it was going to be, we had didn't even have the discussion about like what are they going to do with Trader Sam's, like the bar at the Poly, because that's Trader Sam's.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
You know, like there's just a whole thing that goes around the Jungle Cruise.
It does.
And you know, and then with them changing it, I wasn't sure if they were going to change other things. So I think this is a way for them to kind of make it look like Trader Sam is still part of the ride, but he's implied he's not standing there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about? So I hope.
I don't know. I think it'd be funny if Disney moved the Lost and Found department to that area. If you've ever been in the Magic Kingdom of Lost and Found,
no, don't.
It's kind of scary because who knows what's back there.
It is super scary.
Aiden lost the old cell phone we had that he used to use just play games on, and we had to go to the Lost and Found to find it. And they said there's probably 75 different iPhones back there that are that kind of, like, how did they lose that many iPhones and nobody goes and claims them?
No, yeah, there. You talk about like something that would be a good thrift shop.
And it was just funny because when we talked to the cast member, we told them what we were looking for. They were back there for like 30 minutes looking for it. And I said, wouldn't it be funny, like, you walk in there and there's like a kid sitting on the shelf? Like, his parents lost him when he was 7. He's like 17 now. He's sitting there going,
oh, wait,
come back.
No, that's horrible. But no, there. You talk about a hot mess area. The lost and found areas, like, you walk in and you're like, oh my gosh. And these poor cast members, like he said, like, we were looking for an old phone that Aiden was freaking out about, which it didn't even work. It was just for.
It was one we had upgraded and we had owned that phone, so we got the, we had kept it at the time. It was like an iPhone 5, I want to say. It was old.
But he, my little Aiden, he worries about everything like his mother. So we had to go to the lost.
He would be policing Facebook if he had it.
So we had to do that. And it was not a fun experience. And those cast members were like, you don't even know how many phones we have back there. So needless to say, we never found the phone.
They kept saying, does it have a case on it? Because that'll help narrow it down.
Yeah, what's it look like? What color case? Is this and you know, and then you fill out a form and then
we never heard that.
See, we were talking about the Jungle Cruise and we went to Lost and Found.
Because it's called Lost and Found.
Nobody's on, is
and
it?
And then Chuck called it the Lost and Found gift shop.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I don't know.
I guess he lost the phone at the campground, so figure out why it went to Magic.
We did?
It was at Trails End. Wow, I wish they'd reopened.
Yeah. Let's talk about the things getting back to normal. Wouldn't it be nice if we could start eating at buffets again?
I'm not even worried about buffets. They can do family style. I would just be happy if that place could reopen with the food they have there.
Yeah. And you know, so we put out something that was in the news today about Disney's doing some hiring, Walt Disney World is, and it's in anticipation of capacity numbers going up, which is, you know, it's a positive thing.
And more resorts are opening, so they need more resorts, people back to work.
You know, they're inching along, you know, getting more things going. Because right now, here's the thing, like lately, as the annual pass holders, you know, people think, oh, you guys can just run over whenever you want. I'm not kidding you guys. Like for the past
two weeks has been really bad.
We expected March because of the spring breakers to be very busy. But like even now, like we want to go to Magic Kingdom, we can't get a reservation.
And we actually have a reservation for tomorrow, and now we can't go.
We can't go because we got to get ready for the convention. So, but like on the weekends, forget it. You can't even get a park reservation.
Oh, it's blacked out through, I think, next Wednesday.
I know. So he's like looking out like, okay, if we're going to go, we have to almost think way ahead and then just hope that we can go.
Hope that we're free or the weather's nice or whatever.
Yeah. So it is more crowded down here.
But what's funny is, was it last week? I think it was last week though. So we were sitting here and we had all our work done and I happened to check and it said there was no reservations for that day. But when I went in, there was reservations. So we were able to run over to Magic Kingdom really quickly because you just wanted to get some pictures of the castle.
We did.
So we ran over there, but it said there was no reservations. So
yeah,
if you see that,
keep
trying anyway because they might open some. Don't always go by what the calendar says.
And I like, it's for me, I miss Disney when we don't go.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't go, so I can only go so long without going. And even if like we ran over just to get some pictures and then we had something else that I had to be here for. So it was just the in and out trip, but just being able to go for that short period of time was kind of like just was a quick fix for me.
I know, I want to go to Studios. I want to ride rides.
We haven't been to Studios in a while.
Been a long time.
But yeah, so I'm hoping that, you know, more things open. And as far as restaurants, it's even hard to get a reservation for restaurants. So
we went to Viennapoli a couple weeks ago.
It's like a month ago.
Was it a month ago?
Yeah.
And it's really spaced out there. Don't have, I mean, they really are
very spaced
yeah,
out.
Yeah, very spaced out there with the distancing and everything. But it was still fantastic, as it always is.
Yeah.
Best pizza place.
I know. It's hard to find good pizza down
there. And I wish they would deliver to our house.
DoorDash.
That'd be an extra 20 in there.
But yeah, so if, you know, hopefully more things, because I get people asked, you know, about this, you know, about that, you know, and then when we were on the monorail, you know, we saw characters hopping around at Chef Mickey's.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, it wasn't buffet, but that's all right. You know, so.
No, the family style works. I mean, I like the buffet just because I don't always like what the family style brings and I can get what I want.
Well, plus but, all of us, I'm like a super picky eater. Geez. So if we go to a buffet, at least I know that if all else fails, I can eat off the kids' buffet.
And she's really picky, though. I mean, like, her chicken has to be cooked a certain way or she won't eat it. So if pieces don't look as good as other ones, she has to really pick what she wants.
Yeah, I've gotten real bad. Really, really, really bad.
It's really hard to cook.
You don't cook.
I cook.
Not lately. Well, actually.
You mean? See, you slammed me.
But... Hey, you're teasing me about Lorenzo Lamas. I can teach you.
You brought it up. I forgot about it.
But let's just hope that it's going to get better and continue to get better. And I'm hoping that everything goes well this weekend as far as Disneyland goes.
We'll be watching.
And, you know, oh, and tonight at 8:30 yes. Pacific time, not our Eastern time. They're
so 11:30 here.
Disney Parks Club is going to do, they said, a little extra magic from, like, a little live feed from Disneyland. And I want to watch it, but it's like... How I was saying, if I don't get to go to Disney after so long, it like tugs my heart. I haven't been to Disneyland in a year and a half. And it's like sometimes, I'm just going to show you what a crazy Disney person I am if you don't already know. But like sometimes when you see that kind of stuff, it makes you feel like sad a little bit, like because you missed it.
And I love Disneyland better than Walt Disney World. Yeah, I said it. I do. I love it out there. I love California Adventure Park. I think it's probably my favorite park.
California Adventure is a fun park.
And now with the Avengers area.
There's going to be no living
bye.
With him yeah. once.
Oh, we're going to go to Disneyland. Bye. You go to Disneyland. I'm seeing over here.
Yeah. And like you said, like souvenirs and stuff. He wants to go to Avengers campus just to be in the thick of all the Avengers stuff. But you know you're going to go hog wild with
at
souvenirs.
At D23 in 2019, they dropped two Avengers campus t-shirts. I have both of those Avengers campus t-shirts. They dropped a notebook. I have the notebook.
You have the notebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the silver one with the Avengers logo on the front of it. But it's just anything that they dropped at D23 that had Avengers, I bought it.
You were super excited.
I was very excited when they announced it. And then we got to walk through like the little preview of what it was going to look like. And I was actually walking through with Lou. And we both kind of were looking at each other like we were two kids in a candy store because we were like all over.
Is that the area that we were standing? I took a picture with the big pop can.
Yes. That's because that's Pim's Kitchen, so that's the restaurant. It's based on Ant-Man storyline.
I love Ant-Man. Actually, Paul Rudd. I just love Paul Rudd. But anyway, what?
No, Shane said popcorn isn't cooking. She buys it very popped.
I buy Skinny Pop, and I eat it, like, every day. So that's got nothing to do with anything.
Not a thing at all.
So,
not as good as Disney's popcorn.
Oh, Michelle Perna, side by your face masks are fantastic. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle bought the like disco-y red glittery one, so I appreciate that. All right. Oh, and this weekend at Spooky Empire, we will have stuff. And
not all our jerseys, though, because we are sold out. I wasn't able to get new ones in time for Spooky Empire, but we will have new ones coming soon.
And. My new shirt of the month pre-order is happening right now at lostprincessapparel.com. This month's print is actually something I drew, and he put it together. And it's like stuff that I used to doodle all the time, and he put my doodles into
I had to draw it on the iPad, and then we put it on and digitalized it.
Yeah.
And it worked. And they're actually working with us at Spook at Enemy Ink to make it come to life.
So, yeah, so at Lost Princess Apparel. or my shirt, please.
The next thing about for the men's or for the jerseys, I shouldn't say men, but for all jerseys, we're actually considering doing a pre-order on some of them.
Because like these, some of the stuff that we get, people like it even more than we think that they will. Like with last month's shirt of the month, it was the Baby Yoda and Mando Magic Kingdom combo.
And had we bought what we normally bought, we would have never had enough for what the demand was. So we're thinking about doing that for the jerseys, to where I might have four or five that I'll show.
That way that people can get what they want, just like we do with the shirts.
Yeah, and it takes, honestly, the guy we have that makes them for us takes about 3 weeks to get them to me. Once we give them our order, which is pretty quick, actually, if you consider it, they're cutting, sewing, printing all those jerseys. So we get them within 3 weeks. So if we did a 1 week pre-order, then 3 weeks to get them, we'd have them shipped out within a month.
And we are already thinking about Halloween and Christmas. We are already got our wheels turning for all that. So just stay tuned.
And there is new Lost Princess apparel stuff in production currently right now, new leggings and masks.
Capris.
Do we do 10 leggings or 12? I can't remember.
I think we did 12 prints.
I thought it was 10. It was 10 leggings and 13 masks.
I don't know. But anyway, more is coming.
More is coming. So that's coming. And one thing I want to talk about next week is May the 4th. The official Star Wars holiday, May the 4th, next Tuesday. And I was actually sent this book, which is the Star Wars Galactic Baking book. If you have not gotten this book, it's awesome, actually. They sent it to me to talk about, actually, review it. And I'm going to write up a review and put it on the site. But some of the recipes in the book are so cool because they show you how to bake things that become part of, like, the Star Wars universe. But the one thing I really want to try is Life Day Cake. And for anybody who really knows Star Wars, you know that the Star Wars Holiday Special came out years and years and years ago. It was all about Life Day, which is Chewbacca's holiday on their planet of Kishyyyk. And so there's a Life Day cake, so I just like that because it has to go with the holiday special, which nobody claims they like, the original one. I know they remade it with Legos, but the original one is still one of my favorites. So I'll be writing up a review on this. I'm going to try a couple of the recipes, so I am going to cook and bake, go figure. But there's some great things in here. There's Sith cookies.
If you got cookies and cake, there is about it.
There's cookies, there's cake, there is ice cream sandwiches that come out to look like TIE Fighter sandwiches.
All right, so I'm in.
So I've been going through the book. There's like over 30 recipes. You can get the book. Actually, it's already available on Amazon now. It's like $17 on Amazon. But I'm gonna do a write up about it and give you guys more details about the book. You might be able to check it out.
These are s'mores.
Yeah, well, they're s'mores, TIE Fighter s'mores, which is just really cool. They have so much cool stuff in the book and just things you didn't think of them making. They did. And there's things that celebrate Hoth. There's things that celebrate Tatooine. So it's really kind of cool the way they did it all.
I just...
Cloud City marshmallows were in there.
All right, so anything that you want to make, because I really could eat breakfast food or desserts 24/7. I can skip everything else.
Compactor monster cookies.
But yeah, baked goods are my weakness. Like, they have donuts in here by chance?
I don't know. We'd have to look. There's a lot of recipes in there, but it's really kind of cool. So if you're a Star Wars fan or people in your family are Star Wars fans and you want to make them some cool treats, we're made
or you just like fresh baked goods.
Or just like fresh baked goods.
like myself.
It's just a cool spin on it. So if you're having a watch party or anything like that, it's kind of a cool thing to do.
These are so cute. Look at these.
Oh, yeah, the cutout cookies.
See, now I'm going to be like, I didn't realize this was all desserts. So I'm down with that.
So I'm going to be doing some cooking. Maybe I'll cook and then when we do the show in 2 weeks, we can bring something. Maybe I'll make something that Monday we'll put on the show. Look, she's already excited.
You know, I have been dieting on and off since September, and nothing perks me up better than, like, cookies and cake.
At the holidays, she loves those peanut butter Hershey Kiss cookies, and it was like she was a kid again when I made them, because she was like, oh, my gosh, did you make more?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Then we get up the next day, and I had to make more.
And I was I gained 5 pounds over the holidays, and it was all because of cookies.
We gained 4 pounds over the Huntsville convention. That was only 3.
Yeah, so if you ever like work a convention, you cannot eat healthy there. And they had a fudge booth. I had fudge for like breakfast.
Really,
I don't know how many days.
It was really good.
But anyway.
Somebody asked if there's a blue milk recipe, so I'm checking.
I wondered that too.
I'm checking real quick. If you want to keep talking, I'll try to look over it really quickly.
I'm like really hungry now.
Ooh, Hoth cocoa cream puffs. Interesting. I thought I saw blue milk in here somewhere, but I could have been wrong. It could have just been.
I mean, you would think that there would be, or a blue milk milkshake, because that's dessert.
Green milk cake, not blue milk.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I'd have to go through it all and read, but I will, when I do my write-up, I will put that if it's in here or not.
Maybe not, though, because it's baked stuff.
That's true. Look at, these are the Sith cookies. So they kind of look like, it kind of looks what Anakin did after he got burned on those.
I know, it looks like Anakin when he was in the lava. That's kind of gross.
It is kind of gross.
Yeah.
BB-8 cakes, Rancor claws, Puffer pig pocket pizzas. I love pizza.
So, yeah. I'm really concerned about the meetup now because I know that you guys are like waiting on me. And
well, we have to talk to Becky about DLR stuff, so we can talk to her about dates that she'll be around too.
So I don't. All right, I'm gonna just throw it out there so that I am accountable and that I remember. Like we'll have a date. Let us get through Spooky Empire, and as soon as that's over, I will put an event tab up on Main Street Mouse. I believe what we are looking in November, though, because we did Halloween last year, and we usually like to alternate, so it's Christmas. It's Christmas time this year.
And we'll probably, are we going back to the Magic Kingdom this year? Last year was Epcot.
I personally would like to go back to Magic Kingdom because of the decorations.
And hopefully by Christmas, hopefully by the time Christmas time gets here, we're a lot further along that things are getting back to normal.
I hope so. And then, like, as far as meetup day goes, I really feel like there's more for everybody to do and more options that we can do together if we do Magic Kingdom. Yes. So I'm making decisions right here on the spot. I'm thinking Magic Kingdom.
Well, and the capacity allows for a lot more people. So if we go to Hollywood Studios, say, you're very limited.
I would like to do a Hollywood Studios meetup one time.
We've never done Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, there's just not much going on over at Animal Kingdom, though.
Right now, there's not.
I'm
thinking about making a TMSM jersey. Because if any of you have ever seen, I actually have a hockey jersey I had made with patchwork and everything for TMSM. I'm thinking about doing one of these jerseys, though, like that. So I think some people would buy it.
I suppose so.
I could do your name and number. Just saying. Okay, Jack's saying the show's over.
And also, we are still working on live on location. Hopefully, we'll be back next month.
And it's just because of the capacity that Disney's been, the Springs has been so busy and the parks have been so busy that it's hard for a venue with the restrictions of their capacity to give us a whole area to bring a group in.
And plus, we had, we had Huntsville, and we were going to be out of town. And it was just too much for us to squeeze in for April, but we're hoping for May. But yeah, stay tuned. As soon as we hear all that good stuff, I will definitely.
And John will be back. John is coming
back.
John will be back. He's coming back for one. We're going to decide if we're going to keep him or not. We're going to do a vote.
What?
We're going to vote. If John wins, if he gets enough votes, he can stay. It's going to be like Survivor.
Like Survivor.
If he doesn't get enough votes, he's being voted off.
No, he's not.
Then we're going to alternate hosts. We're going to bring in Mark and maybe we'll get Elliot to come out and Scotty to come back. Put Sean out there.
So please stay tuned for all that. And again, I'm sorry that we have been like so aloof with stuff. It just has been really trying for us.
Meetup at Everglades. I like how Shane talks.
Ooh, a meetup at Everglades. Oh my God.
We can do that just for one show, Shane. When are you going to be there? I'll meet
you there. Maybe the mini meetup will be at Everglades.
I've heard the chicken. I got to go there and try their chicken sandwich because I was told it's the best chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Ever. I mean, it's definitely not health food.
No, if you're going to go to Everglades, don't plan on eating the day before the day after if you worry about calories.
Yeah, and you know, in addition to their donuts are like so heavy and so rich and you can only eat so much at a time.
No, you can't. You just eat it and then you don't feel good.
So like a month ago when you guys were working on drywall, Scott and our friend Rusty were doing drywall and his wife Kristen and I ran. She had to go get something at the Springs and I went with her. And we went into Everglades because I wanted to bring them home donuts. And she got the egg and cheese sandwich. And we split it. It was the cheesiest, most buttery, most heavy egg and cheese sandwich I've ever had.
Was it on a donut?
Entire life. No. It was on like some sort of like a sweet roll type of thing. But it was like almost too much.
I love a good
breakfast sandwich.
My favorite there is the peanut butter cup donut. I could eat that all day long.
Yeah. Anyway, Everglades seafood.
Awesome. Oh, thank you.
It's yeah.
I love their Stanley. Somebody, David and Paul Adams, jerseys are awesome. Their son loves Stanley, and they love the Mando one. They're awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. And then I saw somebody else. I think it was Alicia said something about TMSM jersey. Yes. And the other thing too about the jerseys, I'm sorry to keep going back to it because I keep thinking of stuff. People were asking me for smaller sizes, and we're working on that.
Yes. Oh, and excuse me, and my dress is, we're going to order more dresses, and we're going to do smaller sizes for that as well.
We have a lot of stuff in the works right now, so if it all works out great, it's going to be
fantastic. Pray for us, because we could use a break, and I'm tired of worrying, so.
Yeah, if this comes through, we should know pretty soon.
Yeah, everything's going to be okay, and it's all going to come together. And,
it always does.
You know, always does. Always does. So I appreciate you guys sticking by us through this up and down time, and, you know, we're trying to get back on track, and even though, you know, things have been hard, we're still doing our work every day, and we're still, you know, working our conventions and doing our thing. And it's another thing I need to do. This is why I don't sleep. I can't sleep at night. I wake up in the morning and boom, I start working again. Conventions. Yes, yeah. That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
about.
I was going to. I think it's in August. I don't know the exact dates. You have to go check. But Fanboy Con is actually coming to Orlando this year, and it's going to be at the exact same hotel Spooky Empire is at this weekend. But it's in August, and actually Doug Jones is going to be there from Hocus Pocus, Billy Butcherson. So we're hoping to be able to sit down and talk with Doug and
Another person off my Hocus Pocus list.
She's going to be down to all she needs is Bette and Sarah, and that's it.
And I probably will never get to meet
Don't
him.
Don't ever say never. Don't ever say never.
That would be pretty cool, though.
You said you would never meet Joey from New Kids on the Block. Needed.
Okay, but I think Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker are, like, kind of a bigger deal. As much as I love Joe McIntyre. But anyway.
You met Joey Fatone, too.
I did. But still, it's Bette Midler. Anyway, so I would love to. I have, like, my witch list.
We're going to get through all of them. Yeah, she has a witch list.
A witch list. That sounds really terrible. But, yeah, so that would be really cool. So we are adding this Fanboy Expo in August to our list of places that we are visiting. We are supposed to be at Magic City Con in June.
As long as nothing comes up with Disneyland,
Alabama, unless I get called to Disneyland for a media thing, then I gotta go to Disneyland.
And then we're also working on Florida SuperCon, which is in the Miami area, for later this summer. So we'll see about that one.
We're working on more places to go so that we can get out and meet more of you. And then again, just bear with me. I will get a meetup day out there soon. But at least I already told you guys I'm thinking Magic Kingdom. So there's that. And then donuts. So
all four donuts.
So, okay, well, we will let you go because it's almost time to watch, like, real TV.
It is. So I'm putting my helmet on.
All right. And if you're local, come see us at Spooky Empire in Orlando. Is that the Wyndham?
Yes.
And you can get tickets at SpookyEmpire.com.
The Wyndham Orlando Resort. So it's right there on I-Drive. If you know where the I is, it's right. What is that? They changed the name of that.
Icon Orlando.
The Icon Orlando. So it's the big wheel.
The big wheel.
The big wheel of the Wyndham is right there.
Yeah, and there's also a Chewy's and Red Robin.
Chewy's, Red Robin, BJ's Brewhouse. There's another restaurant, Chuck and Caramel, to go to.
Yeah, lots of places to eat over there, too.
Lots of stuff to do on iDrive anyway. Yeah.
So watch for coverage from Spooky Empire, or if you're going to be around, make sure you say hi. And we will keep you guys posted with all the news and stuff that comes out of Disneyland this weekend and anything else that comes up. Also, like I had said before, Facebook has been really terrible with small businesses and reach. So if you guys could remember to check our main page, Facebook's Main Street Mouse page.
And if you don't mind sharing, stories with your family and friends, we'd really appreciate it because that's the only way we can grow the page more.
And suggest us to your friends, get friends to come like our
page. And if you are missing our posts, we do have the newsletter that goes out every Sunday, and it goes out for big news breaks, like when Adventures Campus came out, we sent out the newsletter. So Sean puts that together, sends it out every Sunday. So if you go to the site, you can sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get that email every Sunday. It's basically a recap of some of the big vlogs of the week. And then, like I said, if big news breaks, we send out an email.
Big news.
Big news. There's nothing bigger than Avengers Campus.
That is true. All right, so I hope you guys have a wonderful week. And
yes,
stay tuned for more news. And thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you for all your support. And be safe this week. And we will talk to you real soon.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thank you. Bye.